You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The European Football Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill European Football Podcast with Alex Dunn and Ray Druitt. It's El Clasico time again. Feels like we haven't had one for a while, actually, so a bit of a treat for us this weekend. Real Madrid against Barcelona coming up on Saturday. We're going to look at Juventus against AC Milan as well. There was a temptation just to focus solely on the big game in Spain, but we're going to have a good look at El Clasico, also at the game in Italy. And we've got the both teams to score sixfold that we're going to put up as well from across Europe. We tried last time we were here, which was 2 weeks ago now because of the international break. Obviously, we've now got the ACCA insurance on that. And it looked for a while like we were going to land our first one. But then we failed miserably. So we're looking to bounce back from that. We, by the way, being myself, Alex Dunn, and my co-host, colleague, friend, compadre, Ray Druitt?
How are we doing, Alex?
What, any other words that I've missed there?
No, not ones that can be used on this podcast anyway. Well, but yeah.
There we go.
Clasico.
Yeah. I think we went through a phase last year where we almost had too many of these. Not of this game in particular, but of Atleti against Barca, Atleti Real, Madrid derbies, all that. And now we haven't had one for a while. And it's good. I feel rejuvenated, ready to go. Helps it's coming after the international break as well. There's plenty of little subplots here, aren't there? You've got teams coming back. You've got they haven't played each other for a while. You've got Messi back, potentially, hopefully. There's plenty of little angles in here, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, it seems to have just ever so slightly slipped under the radar, which hopefully come Saturday afternoon. There's an absolute feast. But it has slipped under the radar ever so slightly. I'm not really sure why, in terms of La Liga's just been a little bit... No side's been great so far this season. It's been clubs like Celta Vigo and Villarreal who have probably... And maybe Atleti to a certain degree who have performed maybe not better than Barcelona and Real Madrid, but they've impressed a little bit more than them, shall we say. So I think... This is an interesting one. I don't really know how I feel about it. Usually I'm absolutely bouncing. But for some reason I've just got a feeling Rafa might Rafa it. And we might end up with a dull Clasico for the first in quite a while.
Well, let's hope not.
I'm sorry to ruin your Thursday, Alex, but
you've crushed me a bit there.
Santa doesn't exist.
We're allowed to say that. You've got to be over 18 to listen to this podcast.
Exactly.
You should know by now.
If you don't.
Right, we're going to start, as we've mentioned, with El Clasico. Ray's thoughts on a fantastic game, or maybe not, coming up after this.
La Liga.
Real Madrid are 29-20, the draw 11-4, and Barcelona are 8-5 for another rendition of El Clasico. Saturday, 5:15, the kickoff time for this. If you look on the William Hill website, there are plenty of enhanced markets that we've got. Ronaldo to score, Real to win, Neymar to score, and Barca to win. A goal to be scored in the first 15 minutes, that's at 2-1. Ronaldo and Messi to score, Real or Barca to win, sorry. Plenty of markets. Real to score direct from a free kick. Barca to score direct from a free kick. Both 25s. Just basically, you name a market, it's there. We've got plenty of special markets as well that we don't normally bring out for this game. So to score in the first 10 minutes, Ronaldo 11-1 favourite for that market. Player to score in both halves. Again, Ronaldo the favourite 8-1. First home goal scorer, first away goal scorer. If you cannot find a bet that you like in this game, then betting is not for you, because there is something absolutely everywhere. There's all manner and means of markets. But the one that matters is the outright, Ray. And for once, I genuinely have no strong view on how this is going to go. Normally, I'll be very pro one side. This time, I think it's as open in terms of anything's possible a Clásico as we've had in a very, very long time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all over the draw here. I think both sides would probably take it. Real Madrid, I mean, they've only lost once this season. That was last time out against Sevilla. That's one in all competitions as well. So Rafa's had a pretty decent start. Barcelona have been messy-less for a couple of months now. Still, somehow, they're top of the table. I think Real Madrid will probably be kicking themselves at that because it's not very often you get a Barcelona messy-less for 2 or 3 months. Mm. Well, I think it's about 2 months, isn't it? 6 to 8 weeks. And they're still cruising at the top of the
table.
There's
3 points clear of Real. And, of course, it seems like quite a long time ago now, but Real did slip up last time that we saw them play. That was away at Sevilla, lost 3-2. And if they'd have won there, they would have they would be top going into this. So it's important for Real not to lose this, because 6 points in this division, I know that both sides have probably slipped up more than you'd expect so far this season, but that 6 points could be pretty insurmountable if we're being honest come the end of the season.
Well, it is when the next Clásico is going to be Barcelona. Mm. In April. They've still got to play Atleti. Both sides still got to play Atleti. Both at home as well, I think. Real Madrid travelled to Atleti, didn't they? And so have Barcelona. So you would argue that going into that, Real Madrid have got the toughest fixtures. Mm-hmm. The big one, of course, being the trip to Barcelona. So if they do lose this, it's too early to say it's curtains after 12 games, but
they've got
a fight on their hands. And I mean, I read this morning, I don't know how true this is, that if Benitez loses this, mm-hmm. Perez is already getting a little bit, he's not going to fire him, but I think he's lost a lot of his trust if he doesn't win this game. So I think they'll take a draw, you know. I think Real Madrid would be happy to keep in this by three. Of course, if you give them a choice, they're going to want to beat Barcelona. Mm. But I think they would rather draw this game. It will be a fear of losing rather than that thirst of winning.
So you're going to take the draw?
I think I'd be over the draw here.
Big price at 11-4.
It is. I mean, one of the stats which really, really jumped out at me was Real Madrid have only won 3 of the last 12 home Clásicos. That's not good. That's not good. I think Barcelona have won 6, meaning there would have been 3 draws. Real Madrid have drawn a couple of games this season. Obviously, they've only lost 1. They've won 7 and drawn 3. I think Barcelona would be happy with a draw, and I also think Real would be happy with a draw.
Last draw in this game came in 2013 in the Copa del Rey. Last league draw just a few months before that at the Nou Camp in 2012.
Yeah, I mean, I guess a draw, a trend I wouldn't really be looking, I wouldn't look for that normally. Mm-hmm. And it's not something I'm looking for here. I think both sides will take it, and I think that's a really, really key point in this.
Okay, there is, you can enhance that 11-4, if you like, by backing the both teams to score and draw at 3-1.
Do you think both teams to score in this?
Yeah.
I'm only kidding.
Oh, I was going to say,
just in last 18 Clásicos?
18 out of 18. That both. I was going to get quite annoyed with you there. If you tried at all to suggest this will be 0-0. 16-1, by the way, if you do fancy it.
Well, not for me.
No. Yeah, that is the consistent stat, isn't it, through this?
We've 18 had, is unreal, isn't it?
Well, it's just crazy. It's going back to, what was it, 2010, I think, the last time that these two played and they weren't. Both teams didn't score.
Well, we've been a Copa del Rey final,
2011.
Potentially, wouldn't it?
No, 2011, Champions League.
Right.
First leg. At the Nou Camp, Barca won 2-0. But yeah, that was just a week after the Copa del Rey final. So it's incredible how that consistently happens. It's 2-5 that
it
happens again. Both
it is
teams
what
score.
It is.
But what you can do is, if you do have a strong view on the result, the 29-20 on Real turned into an 11-4. The 8-5 on Barca into a massive 3-1. And the draw, as we said, doesn't really boost because you're only ruling out the 0-0. But still, 3-1 is better than 11-4. So we're saying goals.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is about the both teams to score, just before we move on, is that we will have listeners, and we've probably done it when we do it ourselves, mm-hmm. we've backed heavily a 2-5, thinking an outright result, so-and-so to beat so-and-so,
yeah.
And you think, this is a cracking 2-5. This is a ridiculous 2-5. Stay clear of your outrights across Europe this week if you fancy a 2-5. If you want a 2-5 shot, you don't really look much further than this.
Mm. No, I think that's fair. I mean, if you look, let's say, in the Premier League, similar price, Chelsea home to Norwich. You know, what would you rather?
I'd rather have the both teams to score.
Yeah.
But anywho.
So you're saying the draw?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
2-2, 11-1. I know that we don't often go for correct scores, but people will be looking for that on this kind of game.
Well, I mean, I like the 15-2 about the one apiece, if I'm being honest. And there is a market here which caught my eye earlier on. I don't think we normally do this, but because it is a special game, we've correct score grouped betting.
Yeah.
So we've got a 1-2, 2-2, or 3-3, 7-4.
7-2.
I'm reading the. Yeah, 7-2. So obviously that's bigger than your draw. That's bigger than your draw with both teams to score ever so slightly.
Well, basically, there's a little group of bets for whatever score you... if you think it's going to be home draw or away, and then either high or low scoring. So Real to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is 3-1. Real 3-0, 3-1 or 3-2, 11-2. Same for Barca is 19-5, then 7-1. And the draw, 1-0, 2-0 or 3-0, 7-2. Any other score, 16-5. Which is going to bring... That's not bad, actually. I don't mind the any other score
really?
There. Well, who's to say you're not going to get a 3-all or a 4-2 or...
Well, a 3-all falls into the 7-2
right,
category.
A 4-2. So basically, it's a 4-2 and a 0-0. Okay, ignore that. But there are plenty of markets there. I, personally, I'm going to nap in a market that we haven't seen before on most games. Anyway, just something that interested me. And that was for Ronaldo to be the first home goal scorer. At 13-8, purely because I think he will score at some point. He's 17-20 to score any time, but I think he will be the first Real player to score. Whether that's first in the game, who knows? But 7-2 that he scores first in the game, 13-8 that he's the first Real goal scorer. I don't mind that, to be honest.
No, I can't find a reason to oppose you on that at all.
Okay.
It's a sensible choice. He's an okay player. I think that's been established on the podcast over the years.
Solid. What else have you got then? Have you got any red card stats?
Yeah. They do like a good old kick in this game, don't they? Mascherano's back from his ban as well, so he's fresh to commit as many fouls as possible. obviously, PK is going to be getting pelters. Pepe loves doing this. Ramos is back from his injury. Everyone loves to get involved. 46 yellows and 2 reds in the last 6 games. A red is 13-10.
That's actually not great. On the stat you just given me there, 13-10 on red isn't fantastic.
It's not the greatest price.
But the yellow card is where you got to go.
Yeah. Booking points, over 65 booking points at 8-13 or over 6 cards at 17-20. I'd rather pay the over 6 cards there. Obviously, the booking points gives you the option of the red, which is almost double. But we're hitting an average of, I think it's about 7.6 cards a game. So it's over 7. So on average at the moment, that spread of over 6 cards, 17-20, should land comfortably for me. That would be a strong bet of mine in this. I love the both teams to score. I'm on the draw here.
Okay.
And I really do like that group betting of one apiece, two apiece, or three apiece. If we had one and two, one all and two all in it in a particular, I know you could split your stakes, example, but if we had that group betting without the three apiece, I would be all over that.
Hard to say putting forward any bets about Messi, because we don't know if he's going to start, do we? He's been back in training this week. It would be an almighty ask for him to come into the side and immediately perform as we know he can. But at the same time, if anyone can.
But who do they have to? Who have they got? I mean, the problem with Barcelona is that they've got a small squad. By the
Well, they've not missed him because of the quality of Neymar and Suarez.
But they haven't been playing Real Madrid.
No,
in such a big game. I think he starts here.
Any messy bet, just wait till kickoff time. Wait till the hour before kickoff. You'll know your team news by then.
I mean, people might be able to correct me. I know Suarez wasn't coming back for an injury, but didn't he start the Clásico after not playing?
That was his first. So,
I know it was slightly different because he wasn't injured. He'd just been eating people. But ultimately, I think Messi will come back into this. I think he'll be happy. He'll want to play. And I think because they don't have other options. You know, Turan can't play.
Yep.
And they've sold Pedro, and of course Rafinha's injured. So
best bet for you.
I'd probably say overs on the cards. 17-20 for over 6 cards. Obviously, the voting to score lands.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 2-5.
Okay. And I'll go Ronaldo, first Real scorer.
And you're giving away your nap there. Is that going to be
yes, your but you can also nap in the Real game. Normally, we put
no,
a double
no,
up.
Got,
but if
I'm,
you've got
I'm
a strong gonna, pick
I'm
in the other game.
Elsewhere,
okay,
yeah.
That's fine. That's fine.
I'm going to tell you which game, though.
Oh, well, mysterious. I think we might know, because we're going to go to Italy now for Juve against AC Milan. It's following on from El Clasico, 7:45 on Saturday. And you'll hear all of Ray's thoughts after this.
Serie A.
Juventus are 8-13, the draw is 13-5, and AC Milan are 5-1. for this one. Should be another very, very good game. In recent years, Juventus have ruled the roost in Italy. Not so at the minute. They have picked up a little bit. They're now sitting in seventh place. We haven't spoken about them for a while. And their poor start to the season, well, it was poor, let's be honest. And they've still, you know, they lost at Sassuolo a few games ago. The draw at Inter, there's nothing particularly wrong with that, I suppose. They need to basically go on a phenomenal run. And if they beat AC here, they'll overtake them. They're a short price rate, 8-13. Tempted or not?
I think they win. I think the price is probably about right. I think our traders could have been a tad more generous. But at the same time, I understand. I think the price on Juventus, it's not stunning. It's not eye-catching. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. But I think you just mentioned they need to go on a run. If there's one side in Italy that can go on a run,
yeah,
then it is. It is, of course, Juventus. They're still in with a shout on this title. Only 9 points off the top of the table. The likes of Fiorentina, Inter Milan, and Roma, who were, you know, 9 and 8 points ahead of them, they'll obviously be delighted where they are, but they'll be thinking that start of the season they had, those six games where they were poor at the start. We should have made a bigger gap between ourselves, because unlike in England, where we've got two or three teams who we know are capable of winning the title, there's question marks over every single one of these. And that's why Juve are still in it for me. There's about five or six teams, the top four, and probably Juve in there. So that's five teams. If you're looking for positive arguments, you could maybe throw Milan in there, but I don't think they can win it. So you've got five sides in there who can win it from this point. Mm-hmm. The top four and Juve. Juventus are in it, and I think their form over the last few games, only lost one of the last six, I think, starting to just tweak it a little bit. Starting to adapt to their changes. Mm-hmm. I think they win. I think they go on a bit of a run over the next few weeks. They travel to Palermo. They travel to Lazio, which is not an easy game, but there's got a decent crunch tie coming up just before Christmas against Fiorentina, which could really set the tone for the new year. I think they're going to be in with a shout. I think they win here. Milan, just don't know about them. Mm. They're just an absolute head messer. They went to Lazio when I was in this chair, slating them, saying they didn't stand a chance. They went there and won 3-1. Mm. The next week, I had as many bets as I could physically put on for them to beat Atalanta and scoring goals, and it was 0-0. Mm. Now, that tells you two things. A, I don't know what I'm talking about. and B, Milan are all over the place. But I would rather play, rather than the 8-13 here, I would rather play Juventus to score over 1.5 match goals, 5-6. Better price, just as likely for me, given how poorly Milan defend at times. Haven't kept a clean sheet in the last six games. Last 10 games. Mm-hmm. Last 10 games. Juve have won the last six between these two sides. But we're just talking about stats. One of the most amazing stats this season in Serie A is that Juventus have only kept one clean sheet at home. Mm. Imagine that. I mean, six games. Imagine at this point last season we would say, you know, it's just unthinkable.
Every game, pretty much, wasn't
it? But Juventus win this for me. I mean, I don't think they absolutely hammer them. But I like the Juventus to score over 1.5 goals at 5-6. I think it's a better bet than them to win the game outright. I would also have a look at the both teams to score if it's an attractive price. It's odds against 23-20. I think that's very backable. Milan, we know, are capable of scoring goals. Juventus haven't kept the amount of clean sheets they have been doing, just one in six home games. I think there's a potential player there, but for me, Juventus win it. Over 1.5 goals is the best bet, 5-6. How about you? Any particular fancy?
Not really, no.
No?
No.
Happy you selected this game, yeah?
I think Juve will win, but they're not a great price. I think there's better value to be found elsewhere, but you know, I'm the same with AC. I can't get a break. It's one of those teams that...
It's enjoyable because,
yeah.
I mean, it keeps you guessing. But yeah, I think Juventus are gradually getting stronger. I mean, I'm nowhere near saying they're as good as they were last season or anything like that, but I think they might potentially be going in the right direction here.
Okay. Right then, in terms of a nap, I've already nailed my colours to mast with Ronaldo to be the first home goal scorer in El Clasico at 13-8. What's it going to be for you?
I am going to go with the Juventus over 1.5 match goals at 5-6. That's Juve to score over 1.5 against AC Milan.
Okay. Put those two together then, and it gives you a double on Ronaldo, 13-8 to be the first home goal scorer, and Juve to score over 1.5 goals, nearly 4-1, 3.81-1. So hopefully we can have a winning nap there. I've got the naps totals here. If Ray wants to just flick through them while I ready our both teams to score Acker. Am I winning?
No. No. Is that minus for you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Minus 23.40. Is that right?
That is right.
And I'm on a positive of 79.66.
Aren't you brilliant?
Not really. I mean...
No, you're having a good season, no?
I am. I mean, to be fair, I owe it to our listeners. I was absolutely dreadful last season. I went through a stage where I just could not pick a winner. Mm. But yeah, hopefully... I mean, I no reason to not like your bet this week. I think you stand a decent chance with Ronaldo. I'd like to think I stand a decent chance with the overs on Juventus as well.
Mm. Hope so. Right. We last time we were here, which was 2 weeks ago, we introduce the fact that we have Acker insurance now and our both teams to score Ackers. So that's for any sixfold or above. If you get one wrong, you get your money back as a free bet. So we thought we'd have a go. So I've picked three. Ray's picked three. Last week we got through Friday and I think we got through Saturday, didn't we? And then we had, I think, three games or four games on Sunday.
All fell down.
And they were really poor. So we'll give you a bit of an excitement, but that's about it, really. So this week, do you want to pitch your three first?
I can do, yeah. My first one comes in Germany, and it's Stuttgart against Augsburg. Mm-hmm. I think four of the last six have gone both teams to score in this game. Half of Stuttgart's home games and 100% of Augsburg's away games in this league. We know it's a league ridden with goals.
Well, this is the thing. Sorry to cut across you there, Ray, but there are some leagues, even though Italy you get plenty of goals, you also get nil-nils. It's sort of one or the other. There are leagues that are consistently goalful, if you like. And off the top of my head, without any stats in front of me, the first places I look are Germany, Holland. Holland's the first place I look. Germany, Belgium, Austria. Spain to a point, but again, Spain's quite similar to Italy.
Of course it is.
France, I'd rarely go there for goals unless Nice are playing. That's pretty much, you know, the school of thought there. And that's reflected in the bets that we've come up with here, actually. We've got two in Belgium, two in Spain, one in Holland, one in Germany.
Yeah.
So, go on then, sorry, you were saying. So we've got Stuttgart-Augsburg as the first leg.
Yes. Deportivo Celta Vigo, this one might surprise a few. Cause, I mean, Depor are probably not the most attacking side. Only three of their home games have seen both teams to score this season. Three out of five, though, so it's not too bad. Mm-hmm. We've seen both teams to score, again, landing four of the last six between these two. But Celta Vigo on the road, 100%, 5 out of 5, free scoring, quite laps at the back, like to play decent football. I think that lands. And the other one is, as you said, comes from Belgium, and it is Ghent-Westerlo. Both of their last five games, 5 at home for Ghent, 5 away for Westerlo, as I put on my as I put on my stats, both teams to score. So the last five each of their games, home and away, both teams to score. Like it a lot.
Okay. I'm adding to the mix there. Real Madrid against Barca, we've already touched on that. 18 out of 18 head-to-heads there. That's 2-5. De Graafschap against Groningen, that's probably my most confident pick after the Real game. That's 4-7. The Dutch league go crazy, and they're two sides that do like to score and concede plenty. And Club Brugge against Zulte Waregem. Brugge very good at home, and I expect them to win that. But Waregem do score plenty, and I'd be disappointed if they couldn't nick one on the road there. So you put those together. We've got Deportivo against Celta Vigo, both teams score 4-6. Ghent-Westerlo at 10-11. Bruges against Waregem 7-10. Stuttgart-Augsburg at 4-9. De Graafschap-Groningen 4-7. And Real Barca at 2-5. Comes to just over 16-1. But of course, if there's only one that lets you down, you get your money back as a free bet. So I'm pretty happy with those six. Again, we'll wait and see how they get on. We'll be back next week with more European action. Hopefully some winning bets for you this week. Best luck with whatever you go for. Let us know on Twitter at AlexDunn0307 and at RayDorit. But that'll be just about it from us. Enjoy El Clasico and say goodbye, Ray.
Goodbye.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.